the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the unchangeable Lord, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for the past month. Thank you for all you've done for us thus far. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today, in your own miraculous way, meet all our needs. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with one or two people and tell them God will give you victory today. And then you may please be seated. First and foremost, let me apologize for coming late. No excuse. I'm sorry, that's all. I'm late. By the grace of God, it won't happen again. Luke chapter 5. We're reading from verse 1 all the way to 11. Luke 5, 1 to 11. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. By the special grace of God in this month of February, at a date that I'm sure will be announced to you, we will be having three special nights of victory hours. During the three nights, we will be attacking three very important enemies. The first one is poverty. Poverty is a destroyer. And the Almighty God is going to give us victory this year. We'll be attacking barrenness. Barrenness is not of God. And we'll be attacking that on the second night. And barrenness, of course, is not just lack of fruit of the womb. It means fruitless efforts. And then the third day, we'll be attacking bondage. Many people are where they are because there are forces of darkness hindering them. So the third night will actually be more of a deliverance night. And that is going to be 2 Mondays from now on, That's when we will start. 2 Mondays from now on, that's not next Monday, but the one after that will be the first night. The second night will be Tuesday. The third night will be Wednesday. So get ready for them. This month is going to be a very serious month of victory for all of us in Jesus' name. As we have been told at the beginning, this is going to be a landmark year. And someone is going to begin even right now with a landmark breakthrough. When we talk about a landmark breakthrough, we are talking of a miracle, the first of its kind. A kind of miracle that had never happened before. For example, in Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1 to 14, Genesis 18 from verse 1 to 14, Abraham and Sarah had a landmark miracle. A 90-year-old woman became pregnant. Nobody had ever had that kind of thing before. The other day, my children and I, we were discussing during the morning devotion. Just imagine a 90-year-old woman becoming pregnant. That's a miracle on its own. Then that she was able to carry the pregnancy. That's a bigger miracle still. And then she was able to go through childbirth and didn't die from the pain. That's the biggest miracle of all. But you know what Sarah said in Genesis chapter 21? He said, God has made me to laugh. And everybody who will hear about it will laugh with me. May I decree to someone this morning, the breakthrough that is coming your way will cause you to laugh. When we talk about landmark miracles, we have another example in Exodus chapter 14, from verse 21 to 28. Exodus 14, 21 to 28. When a man lifted his hand and the Red Sea opened, when all of a sudden there was a way where there was no way before, that is a landmark miracle. And there's someone here today, God is about to make a way for you where there was no way before. I was sharing with my partners not too long ago that in 1981, when I became general overseer, I went to visit my village. And the old village gathered together to welcome me. And then they made a request. They thought that now that I was general overseer, I would know people. At that time, nobody knew me, and I knew nobody except God. From my town to Ile-Ife is a distance of 8 kilometers. From my town to Ilesha is a distance of 20 kilometers. From Ilesha to Ife is a distance of 32 kilometers. Because there was no road to link my village to Ife. Whenever we wanted to go to Ife, we first of all go to Ilesha, 20 kilometers, and then go to Ife, 32 kilometers. We were traveling 52 kilometers instead of 8. So when I came to town, they said, sir, will you use your good offices that there be a road between Ife and Ifewara? And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, ask them which direction they want the road. And they pointed the direction. And I lifted my hand And I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a road. I knew nobody. Nobody knew me. But 6 months later, the federal government decided to construct a road. Now today, this morning, I'm lifting my hand to all of you. From this moment onward, where there was no way before, there will be a way. In 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 1 to 39, 1 Kings 18 from verse 1 to 39, a man prayed and fire fell from heaven. It has not happened before. It was a landmark miracle. A man's prayer was answered by fire. I told my covenant partners also, I said, around the same 1980-something, I went to Akure. I'm giving you name of places so that you can check the story. And there was one of my children who had a big factory outside, I mean on the outskirts of Akure. But then he discovered that people were not coming to buy from the factory. And the reason was that there was one herbalist, very well-known herbalist, who had a shrine under an iroko tree. And all the big people were coming to him for charms. But then people discovered that around that area where the shrine was, if you go into the bush there, you see many bodies, beheaded bodies, harmless bodies, and so on. So people stopped coming there because they didn't want to be kidnapped and killed. So my son took me to the factory. And when we got to the factory, he pointed at the shrine and said, that is the source of my problem. I said, no problem. I raised my hand towards that place and I prayed a simple prayer. You see, darkness must give way to light. I can't remember whether 2 or 3 days later, a little rain fell and thunder bolt came down from heaven, struck the iroko tree, broke it to pieces, destroyed the shrine. I'm lifting my hand towards you today, and I decree all your prayers will be answered by fire. In Joshua chapter 6 verse 20, Joshua 6 verse 20, the Bible records for us that the children of Israel gave a big shout and the wall of Jericho came down flat. Before that date, there is no record that people shouted and wall fell. It was a landmark miracle. Thank you for shouting. But you see, the kind of shout Okay, since you have chosen to shout before I ask you to shout, let me decree that every wall of Jericho blocking your way will come down today. Now go ahead and shout. Now go ahead and shout. In Joshua chapter 10, Joshua chapter 10, from verse 12 to 14, the Bible says, Joshua lifted up his hand and commanded in the name of the Lord and told the sun to stand still and the moon to remain where the moon was, until he has finished God's business that he was doing. And the Bible says, the sun stood still, the moon remained where it was. Bible says there had never been a day like that before, and there had not been a day like that after. But today there is about to be a day. Because all of us are going to stand up. We are going to lift up our hands to the Almighty God. We are going to decree and say, in the name of Jesus, the sun will not set today until God has solved my problem. Go ahead, pray that prayer. Today, this day, the 3rd of February, 2025, the sun is not going to set until God has solved all my problems. The sun is not going to set until God has solved all my problems. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please be seated. I can go on and tell you several landmark miracles. I can talk to you about how Joseph was transferred from the prison to the throne in less than one day. I can tell you about how Jehoshaphat's enemy gathered together against him, and within a short period of time, all the wealth of these kings became transferred to Jehoshaphat. I can go on and on and on. But you see, you have a part to play. Like I told those of us who are members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God yesterday, the God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God is a covenant-keeping God. The things that are happening in the Redeemed Christian Church of God cannot be explained by human reasoning. God is merely fulfilling a covenant he had with our Father in the Lord. That we have our own part to play. In the story we read to you, when you look at the story very closely, you will be amazed at several things there. There were two boats. Jesus chose one. And the one he chose belonged to Peter. Let me say today, first, serve first is not selfishness. If God is going to bless two people here today, I will be the first one. There were two boats. But he chose one. And God is the sovereign God. He knows what he's doing. He knows fully well that this fellow called Peter is going to fall completely in love with him. When he chose his boat, he told him, push the boat into the deep. I want to preach. Peter agreed. He surrendered his boat to Jesus. Practically, he surrendered his business to Jesus Christ. When the miracle happened after he had obeyed Jesus Christ, the Bible said he forsook all and followed him. He was willing even to surrender his career to Jesus Christ. The kind of surrender God is asking you for this year is landmark surrender. He's not expecting you to keep on arguing with him. He expects you to do whatever he asks you to do. Pay your tithe. Yes, Lord. No argument. Give me your first fruit. Yes, Lord. No argument. Fast. Yes, Lord. No argument. Pray. Yes, Lord. No argument. Win souls. Yes, Lord. No argument. Follow them up. Yes, Lord. No argument. Build churches. Yes, Lord. No argument. He wants landmark surrender. You give him landmark surrender, he will give you landmark breakthrough. So the choice is yours. Our covenant is there, strong as ever. I told you stories yesterday of miraculous things happening in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. The churches are where I don't even know they are. So you can't say I'm the one who established them there. I told you of a time when I traveled all over America, South America, and I was tired. So I said, before I go home, because I know as soon as I get home, the work begins again. I said, I'm going to look for one tiny place, one tiny island. I will go there and spend a weekend. We got to this tiny island. How big is it? It's a country, but it's an island. How big is it? You can drive around the whole country in 1 hour. That's how big it is. I'm not even sure it's bigger than this camp. So we got there, checked into an hotel. After I slept and woke up and rested a little, I told my son, let's drive around this island, just see what is here. As we were driving around, suddenly we saw the signboard, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I said, let us branch. We branched. That was Saturday. We saw the signboard, we saw the church. Oh, so we have a church here. Sunday we went to church. And the place was full. Hundreds of people. So we packed. And I sent one of my boys, go and call the driver, the pastor. So that tell him I am here. They went, they called him. He followed him, looked into the car, and ran away. He ran to call his wife, because the wife had had a dream 3 days before that Daddy Gio came to visit. And the husband told the wife, What kind of dream is that? How can he compare? So he went and brought the wife with their new two babies. And then they saw me and they saw my wife. And that was the end of the rest. Because what do you think I would do? Those people never thought they would see me, but they saw me. So I had to pray for all of them and lay hands on all of them. And they were almost 500 in number. Point I'm making is, where we are not, where we don't even know, God has gone ahead of us. That is the kind of covenant we have with God. God is doing his own. Will you do your own? So those of you who have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, come now. The Almighty God is waiting for you. He's waiting to save your soul. He's waiting to receive you into the family of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So if you want to come, come now as I'm counting. I will count from 1 to 4. By the time I say 4, if you are not already here, I know you are not coming, and the rest of us will pray and go on. So if you want to come, come now. 1. Two. And if you are watching anywhere all over the world and you want to give your life to Jesus, you can raise your hand wherever you are. I may not see you, but God will see you and he will save your soul. 3. If you are coming, you have to hurry up now because we want to pray. 4. Those of you already in front and those of you on the way, cry to Jesus now. Ask him to have mercy on you. Ask him to please save your soul. Tell him you surrender to him completely now. Ask him to take over your life. Ask him to be your Savior and be your Lord. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them. Pray that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them. Let's intercede for them. And if anyone is here on the way, hurry up now. And we pray for your salvation too. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. My Father, my God, covenant-keeping God, may your name forever be glorified for your word. And thank you for these people who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Father, please receive them. Save their souls. Write their names in the book of life. And let them become part of the family of God. From now on, whenever they cry unto you, please answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those of you who have come forward, congratulations. I promise you, I'll be praying for you. Those of you who are here, if you turn to your left, you see somebody who will take your name, address, and prayer request, and let me know, and I will be praying for you. God bless you. Those of you who are listening all over the world, contact me and look for the next Redeemed Christian Church of God to you and tell the pastor there that I sent you. And they will link you up with me. And all will be well. Praise the Lord. Well, you want your wall of Jericho to fall? Shout hallelujah. Now we want to give our offering to the Lord. So you bring out your offering. Remember, you're giving to God as a sign of surrender. If you had planned to give him a very little amount, change your mind. He is not a beggar. Give him something substantial. And then you dance to the nearest basket, drop your offering before we pray. Over to you, band.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, you are good and you're making
Today I'm going to raise my two hands towards you before you pray. Because what the Word of God says is that you should ask till your joy be full. And I'm believing God for you that your joy will be full today. I'm going to raise my right hand first. I'm going to command that in all directions you may turn, ways will open unto you. And then I'm going to lift my left hand and command that if there's any altar anywhere raised against you that I'll be hindering your progress, hindering your fruitfulness, hindering your joy, that the fire of God will consume them. So you raise your own two hands towards me. And now I'm going to do what my daddy asked me to do by raising my hands. After which, it will be your turn to pray. And when it's your turn to pray, if you want God to open your womb, then you put your right hand on your womb and command that womb, better hear the word of God and open now. If it is your business that is having problems, you lay that right hand on your head and say, from now on, you must enjoy divine favor. And then you are going to be waving your left hand because you don't know in what direction the altar of enemy might be, and command that the fire of God will consume them all. After which you can then ask God for whatever you want. Oh, thank you, my Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the lives of all these your children, my Father, my God, I command, where there have been no way before, let there be a way. A new way to success. A new way to victory. A new way to joy. A new way to fruitfulness. A new way to promotion. A new way to miracles. A new way to signs. A new way to wonders. Let there be a way now. My Father, my God, you are the consuming fire. Every altar that the enemy had raised against your children in any direction whatsoever, right now, let your fire consume. Every evil altar raised against this your children from their father's house, let the fire consume. From their mother's house, let the fire consume. From their husband's house, let the fire consume. From the wife's house, let the fire consume. In their places of work, let the fire consume. By any evil prophet, let the fire consume. As your children will be crying to you now, my Father, my God, answer all of them by fire. Please, Lord, before the end of this week, By Friday night at the latest, let there be testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Now go ahead and pray for yourself. You stretch your hands like that, lazy on your womb or your head, and clear the way of every obstruction. Then wave your left hand with tremendous faith in the Almighty God and command every evil force, every evil altar to be burnt to ashes right now.